Today was the sixth day of the Bosma trial. Today, a focus was yet again Tim Bosma's truck. It was found by police on Sunday, May 12th, parked inside a large trailer in Dylan Millard's mother's driveway in Kleinburg. We heard from two neighbors of his mother, Madeline Burns, who live on Tinsmith Court. One of them testified about seeing headlights shining in his bedroom window directly across the street from her house on the night of Thursday, May 9th. Another neighbor talked about coming home on Thursday, May 9th and seeing the trailer parked there. But it became suspicious to him on Sunday, May 12th. A reporter came to his door asking about Dylan Millard. The reporter showed him a photo asking if he recognized Dylan. He hadn't seen him on the street in years, so he couldn't be sure. But what he did recognize was a trailer in the background of that photo. That was the trailer parked in Madeline Burns' driveway. We heard from the police that then came after that neighbor called police that day. They talked about looking for license plates on the trailer. It was parked very, very close to the house, too close to read any plates or get into it. They testified that they called Hamilton police, who told them that given the circumstances of the investigation, they wanted them to get into that trailer and see if there was a missing person, Tim Bosma, inside that trailer. There was not a person in there, but what they did find was the black pickup truck.